we like her, we're losing. So why should we spend Saturday night alone when I can call you on the phone, pick you up, meet up as we go along, pulling all night or chasing that desire. Sparks flying in her eyes like lighters. Get a little higher, sipping on fire.
Best country music ever made from the 70s to today for all of Northwest Wisconsin. WSCM, Baldwin, 95.7 FM.
WSCM, 95.7 FM. St. Croix Country.
Not a soul in sight. The city's looking like a ghost town on a moonless summer night. Raindrops on the windshield, there's a storm moving in. He's heading back from somewhere that he never should have been. And the thunder rolls. And the thunder rolls. Every light is burning in a house across town. She's pacing by the telephone in her faded flannel gown, asking for a miracle, hoping she's not right, praying it's the weather that's kept him out all night. And the thunder rolls. Thunder rolls.
The thunder rolls and the lightning strikes. Another love grows cold on a sleepless night. As the storm blows all out of control, deep in her heart, the thunder. Waiting by the window when he pulls into the drive. She rushes out to hold him, thankful he's alive. But on the wind and rain, a strange new perfume blows. And the lightning flashes in her eyes, and he knows that she knows. And the thunder rolls. And the thunder rolls. The thunder rolls and the lightning strikes. Another love grows cold on a sleepless night. As the storm blows on out of control, deep in her heart, the thunder.
Hi, this is Matt Hildreth. Join me and Drew Morgan Saturdays at 1 p.m. to hear your favorite forgotten country songs from Johnny Cash to Casey Musgraves right here on WSCM 97.5 St. Croix Country. Hi, and welcome back to the Forgotten Country Radio Show. If you've listened before, you know that we are a radio show celebrating the past and embracing the future of country music. Each episode, we pick a theme. Today's theme is all about mountains, and we talk about all the songs that we love that are relevant to that theme. I'm here with Drew Morgan. Drew, so many songs in country music are coming from the mountains. You have mountain music. You have country songs about mountain music. You have mountain music that's not really mountain music, but has the words mountain music in it. I mean, the mountains are so connected to country music. Why do you think that is?
It's definitely because half of the foundation of country music came down from the mountains, quite literally, in the form of old fiddle tunes and what became bluegrass music. But in the early days, what was going on in the hollers of West Virginia, Kentucky, Virginia, and Tennessee really was half of the foundation for Nashville and the Grand Ole Opry,
right,
and forming what we know as country music as a genre. Mountain music is literally half of the foundation.
And I think it's interesting to look back. I mean, you're right. So much of country music came out of the Appalachian Mountains to Nashville. But in later years, and you know, over the last 50, 60 years, you see bluegrass music that is so unique to Appalachian region appearing in places like the Rocky Mountains.
Yeah, I think that's the great thing about music is how it's both universal and so specifically regional at the same time. And obviously bluegrass and country are different genres, but there's been so much overlap throughout the years, as we'll get into on this show, that while the genres are very different, they share a history. And that's so obvious when you kind of look at it in hindsight.
Yeah, I think for me, you know, I grew up in the middle of the plains, about as flat as you could get, but I still have this understanding of the mountains from country music that was playing on the radio. For example, the Smoky Mountains. So much of Dolly Parton's music is coming from the Smoky Mountains, and we're going to cover some of those songs today from that region.
Yeah, I mean, that's where I'm from, that's where I grew up, so I'm very familiar with what you're talking about, and I'm very proud of it. You know, you were learning about where I was from. I was learning about my history through those songs. I was learning about my culture and what my people went through. So I've always had a very special connection with what is known as quote-unquote mountain music, and proud of the effect it had on country music.
And today, because we're talking about mountains and because mountains are so connected to the beginnings of country music, we're going to be playing a lot more traditional music and bluegrass music than we would normally on a show like this.
Yeah, well, this is forgotten country, and I think that we're on theme, and maybe people forget that country music has its origins in the same stuff that bluegrass has its origin in. You know, Brad Paisley didn't forget. Listen to Brad Paisley play bluegrass music and tell me there's not overlap in what country and what bluegrass is. It's all there, and I think most fans are aware of that.
Yeah, and before we get into the music, the last thing I want to say is so often this type of music is called country western music. And that's always been so interesting to me because, you know, I just say it. Like, I've always said it. Like, oh, what kind of music do you like? Oh, I like country western music. But really what that is two very different types of music. Country music, which is very much from the mountains and the hills of Appalachia, and western music, which is largely from Texas. When you really listen to them, they don't really sound that similar. Texas music doesn't have a lot of banjo to it. Appalachian music has a lot of banjo. They both have fiddles. They both have guitars. So there's definitely some overlap. But one of the songs that we're going to play today that I'm really excited about is from a Texas-based artist singing about the mountains.
Yeah, and I think in the beginning, there were clear distinctions between country and western. I think over time, and this is a theme on today's show, those things started to blend and mishmash, and it's a little less clear when we get into those definitions. I think what matters is that the culture from these regions and the people are expressing themselves through music. And coming from that area, I'm proud of that.
All right, well, let's get at it. The first song that we're going to play is a song that people might know from the early 2000s film, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? The theme of today is mountains, mountain songs, mountain music, songs about mountain songs that aren't really mountain music.
Yeah, we're going to get meta.
We're going to go to Meta Mountain. we're going to cover all of those. But the first one that we're going to play is traditional in every sense of the word.
Yeah, this is like one of the oldest American recorded songs, I think, at least in this genre.
Yeah.
If I'm saying it correctly.
For me, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, which I think came out in 2000 or so, you know, I was in high school at the time. That was a big movie for me, mainly because of the soundtrack. And that was the first time that I heard really traditional American music, I think, for the first time. I mean, you would hear a little bit of fiddle music and stuff here and there, like in soundtracks on movies and television. But I grew up in the Midwest. You grew up in the South. I think you probably were hearing it a lot more than I was.
Well, more specifically, I grew up close to Siderville, where the record shop and the Acuffs like had a lot of this music going on. I grew up close to the Appalachian Museum. I think actually it's called the Museum of the Appalachians, where they played this music. But I tell you what it was for me, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? That was the first time where I was like, oh, and it's cool.
Yeah. So the first song that we're going to play is The Big Rock Candy Mountain, and that's actually performed by Harry Kirby McClintock. I don't know that we were able to trace the origin of this song, but it's a song that goes back to the late 1800s, early 1900s. And I think it's interesting because to your point about Oh Brother, We're Out Thou making it cool, like I think it's still cool today.
That movie?
The song.
Both are both cool. Yeah. I think so.
Well, we think
maybe they're not to like 18-year-olds or whatever. Maybe that's part of what it is. You age into realizing like, oh, this is old art that's rad and not like, what is this lame old stuff?
Yeah. And to be clear, if we have 18-year-olds that are listening to us, you are cool.
Absolutely.
It doesn't matter what your friends
say. The coolest.
It doesn't matter what your friends say.
Tell them about that new joint, Big Rock Candy Mountain.
Yeah, play this for all your friends on the TikToks. All right, here's the Big Rock Candy Mountain as performed by Harry Kirby McClintock.
One evening as the sun went down and the jungle fire was burning, down the track came a hobo hiking, and he said, boys, I'm not turning. I'm headed for a land that's far away beside the crystal fountains. So come with me, we'll go and see the Big Rock Candy Mountains. In the Big Rock Candy Mountains, there's a land that's fair and bright, where the handouts grow on bushes and you sleep out every night, where the boxcars all are empty and the sun shines every day on the birds and the bees and the cigarette trees, the lemonade springs where the bluebird sings in the Big Rock Candy Mountains. In the Big Rock Candy Mountains, all the cops have wooden legs and the bulldogs all have rubber teeth and the hens lay soft-boiled eggs. The farmer's trees are full of fruit and the barns are full of hay. Oh, I'm bound to go where there ain't no snow, where the rain don't fall, the wind don't blow, in the Big Rock Candy Mountains. In the Big Rock Candy Mountains, you never change your socks, and the little streams of alcohol come a-trickling down the rocks. The brakemen have to tip their hats, and the railroad bulls are blind. There's a lake of stew and a whiskey too. You can paddle all around them in a big canoe in the Big Rock Candy Mountains. In the Big Rock Candy Mountains, the jails are made of tin, and you can walk right out again as soon as you are in. There ain't no short-handled shovels, no axes, saws, or picks. I'm a-going to stay where you sleep all day, where they hung the Turk that invented work in the Big Rock Candy Mountains. I'll see you all this coming fall in the Big Rock Candy Mountains.
The next song, some might say, is not a country song, but to me, it definitely sounds like a country song. It sounds like a country song straight out of the 70s. Do you have that reaction? It feels a little bit maybe folk country.
I had not had the reaction that it wasn't country, but I do recognize what you're saying. It feels very much like everything that was going on in the 70s that wasn't pop or outlaw, like that third sort of Graham Parsons-y lane. I think that's why I like Ian, is that he's a throwback. Even the haircut, which, you know, that doesn't matter, but it's like even the haircut and the way he wears his jeans, it's like, where did this guy come from?
He reminds me of somebody that grew up in the 70s listening to 60s country music.
Yes.
And sort of took the 70s sound and countrified it.
Well, and it's also funny because you think about how culture moves. It's like the Flying Burrito Brothers heard country, grew up in Arizona, live in California, heard country and made it into this thing. And then it's like this guy from the original place where country started heard them and flipped it back.
The reason why I think more than anything it belongs in this show is because I think people who like classic country legends music will like this. When I first heard Ian Know online, I had to look and see if he was a new artist or if he was, you know, an artist that I just missed from 40 years ago at this point.
I just found out about him recently. Someone put his latest album on their like year end best list. And it was somebody I respect. It was somebody we featured on the show, actually. It was BJ Barham of American Aquarium. And I said, who? And it's rare for me to have that moment inside the world of alt country and Americana. And literally the moment I hit play, I was mesmerized.
Yeah. Same dynamic for me for sure. All right, so this is Appalachian Haze by Ian Know.
Morning's gone and the TV's on. Been raining for a week. There's coffee cans and an old box fan floating in the creek. And no better time to ride the line. Ain't seen the law in days. It's your own town when the mountain sounds. This Appalachia haze. Bobby dreams on the back porch swing. We keep an eye on him. He's counting all the basketballs, brushing past the limbs. Remembers when he was only 10. They left the homestead crazed. And they busted for just a flying tour. This Appalachia haze. Sarah goes when the whiskey flows. Says she goes too hard. Plastic pets and a blue swing set rusted in the yard. So that child, she was always wild, setting her own ways. Sleeps downtown with her arms around that Appalachia haze. Here comes John with his buttons on. He's optimistic still. Stand in the rain for a good campaign. Tell him how you feel. Said you see that just like me, we're in for the glory days. The Savior's come to lead us from this Appalachia haze. Cutting pines and power lines, I watch the gutter drain. Down every ridge there's a washed out bridge covered up in cane. But I got a friend just around the bend. You ought to hear her play. I pick along while she hammers on this Appalachia haze.
Well, we definitely are featuring a few throwbacks on this show, starting with Rock Candy Mountain, but then also now Mountain Dew with Ralph Stanley. I have to ask, I mean, you grew up in Eastern Tennessee. Was bluegrass, I mean, bluegrass is more Kentucky.
I think it's all of Appalachia. I think that Kentucky gets a lot of the credit because of Monroe.
Yeah.
But Dr. Stanley, if I'm not mistaken, hails from North Carolina.
I think it is North Carolina.
And then, you know, there in Knoxville, we had a lot of players and pickers. Acuff comes to mind as probably the most famous. But I certainly grew up with bluegrass. I have an uncle who played the banjo and plays guitar in church. A lot of the church hymns we would sing were in the style of, hey, this one's in the key of C, and then they'd just go. And a lot of the pickers were bluegrass pickers, so we would have kind of bluegrass gospel versions of hymns from the 1800s, you know, and that was what I grew up around. I didn't know it was bluegrass, you know. I just thought that was what gospel music was.
For sure. Well, we can't have a show about mountains and country music and mountain songs without good old Mountain Dew. So here's Mountain Dew by Ralph Stanley.
Here from me, there's an old holler tree where you lay down a dollar or two. Go on around the bend, come back again. There's a jug full of that good old Mountain Dew.
Oh, they call it that good old Mountain Dew, and them that refuse it are few. I'll hush up my mug if you'll fill up my jug with that good old Mountain Dew.
Roosevelt told him just how he felt when he heard that the dry log gone. If your liquor's too red, it'll swell up your head. You better stick to that good old Mountain Dew.
Oh, they call it that good old Mountain Dew, and them that refuse it are few. I'll hush up my mug if you'll fill up my jug with that good old Mountain Dew.
Preacher rode by with his head hoisted high, said his wife had been down with a flu. He thought that I ought to sell him a quart of my good old Mountain Dew.
Oh, they call it that good old Mountain Dew, and them that refuse it are few. I'll hush up my mug if you'll fill up my jug with that good old Mountain Dew.
Snort, he sawed off and short. He measures 4 feet two, but he feels like a giant when you give him a pint of that good old Mountain Dew.
Oh, they call it that good old Mountain Dew, and them that refuse it are few. I'll hush up my mug if you'll fill up my jug with that good old Mountain Dew.
I'm Matt Hildreth, and you're listening to The Forgotten Country Show. Coming up, we'll be hearing from Loretta Lynn, Alabama, Dolly Parton, Tom T. Hall, and a host of others, so you'll definitely want to stick around.
95.7 St. Croix Country, Baldwin's home for country favorites.
Yeah, that's my old girlfriend. Saw her when she walked in. Her hair's a little longer, but she's still looking stronger than sin. No, I don't care if you buy her a drink, but she's not the kind of girl you think. Oh, 'cause back when we were loving, she thought cowboys were something, now they ain't. She's over buckles, she's over spurs. To her, you're just a heartache. guess I ruined it for the rest of us. When I left her standing in my dust. Oh, and lately she's been hating rodeos in Copenhagen trucks. Yeah, she's all the buckles, she's all her spurs. To her, you're just a heartache in a pearl snap shirt. Been last sold and let go for the last time. No, she ain't just over me, she's over me and my kind.
stations on St. Croix Country, 95.7 FM.
Wisconsin Country is 95.7 St. Croix Country.
I don't know if you were looking at me or not. You probably smile like that all the time. I don't mean to bother you, but I couldn't just walk by and not say hi. And I know your name, cause everybody in here knows your name. You're not looking for anything right now, so I don't wanna come on strong. Don't get me wrong, your eyes are so intimidating. My heart is pounding, but it's just a conversation. No, girl, I'm not a wasted. You don't know me, I don't know you, but I want to. And I don't want to steal your freedom. I don't want to change your mind. I don't have to make you love me. I just want to take your time. I don't want to wreck your Friday. I ain't gonna waste my life. I don't have to take your heart. I just want to take your time. And I know it starts with hello, and the next thing you know, you try to be nice, and some guy's getting too close, trying to pick you up, trying to get you to run. And I'm sure one of your friends is about to come over here, cause she's supposed to save you from random guys that talk too much and wanna stay too long. It's the same old song and dance, but I think you know it well. You could've rolled your ass, told me to go to hell, could've walked away, but you're still here, and I'm still here. Come on, let's see where it goes. I don't wanna steal your freedom. I don't wanna change your mind. I don't have to make you love me. I just wanna take your time. I don't have to meet your mother. We don't have to cross that line. I don't wanna steal your covers. I just wanna take your time. I just wanna take your time. I don't wanna blow your phone up. I just wanna blow your mind. I don't have to take your heart. I just wanna take your time. No, I ain't gotta call you, baby. And I ain't gotta call you mine. I don't have to take your heart. I just wanna take your time.
This Memorial Day weekend, Royal Flush Plumbing and Heating wants to extend a heartfelt thank you to all our veterans. Your courage and sacrifice have given us the freedom and security we cherish every day. We honor you and your families for your service to our country. This tribute is brought to you by Royal Flush Plumbing and Heating in Amory. They're your trusted experts to keep your home comfortable year-round. Call 715-268-6565 for all your plumbing and heating needs.
We've been doing this since 1997, and we know that hiring a contractor can be really stressful. And we just want you to know that from the first phone call to the final piece, we really want you to have peace of mind through the whole experience.
My experience with Crum in one sentence would be that I would do it all over again.
Crum Exteriors featuring Kangaroo. We hop to it. 715-246-6090. CrumExteriors.com.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Don't forget your sunscreen. It's true. You should be protecting your skin year-round, even in Wisconsin. But did you know spring is actually the peak time that you're at risk for getting a sunburn? Here's why. UV rays are more intense in the spring, even before temperatures warm up. And second, it's all due to the angle of the sun. UV radiation strengthens as the sun reaches a more direct angle. This happens throughout May and into June, leading up to the summer solstice on June 21st. A good reminder to be sunny weather ready, even if there's still some springtime cool outside. So slap that sunscreen on. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Country legends on St. Croix Country. 95.7 FM.
Welcome back. I'm Matt Hildreth. This is the Forgotten Country Radio Show. I'm here with Drew Morgan, and we're talking all about mountain songs and country music. Next song, Drew, is an interesting song because it is a classic country musician in a collaboration with a more contemporary rock artist. So this is High on the Mountaintop with Loretta Lynn, but she's collaborating with Jack White of the White Stripes.
I love this song. I love Loretta Lynn. Loretta Lynn, the coal miner's daughter, means a lot to my people, Appalachians, hillbillies, quintessential mountain woman. And then here is a celebration of mountain life made with arguably the biggest rock star in the world. I know rock isn't as big as it used to be, but Jack White's probably the biggest one now. That's such a cool journey to think about her and her daddy working in a coal mine, to her becoming the queen of country, then to her working with Jack White and all the while singing about mountain people.
Yeah, she was always able to be traditional, but also surprising at the same time.
Exactly. I love it. The Pill, same exact thing. A classic right. country song about, at that time, a very controversial contemporary issue.
Yeah, so it's like once you think you start understanding who she is and what she's about and what she represents, she kind of changes it.
Yeah, I think she's being true to herself, and it's hard to put people in a box. In the day and the age of the internet and in the day and the age of radio and TV, it's hard to put people in a box, especially if they're really being themselves.
For sure. Well, here is High on a Mountaintop by Loretta Lynn. Here's another song that we cannot leave out on our mountain music playlist in country music, Mountain Music by Alabama.
I like that this is a song about mountain music, but it is not a mountain music song. And what I mean by that is, you know, the whole crux of the song is play me some mountain music like grandma and grandpa used to play. But other than one breakdown in the song, it's really hard to call this mountain music. This is country music. Pop version of the late 80s, early 90s. Well, I like that. I think that's great.
Are there mountains in Alabama?
There are no mountains in Alabama, I don't think
so. Is Alabama from Alabama? I guess I should know that.
They are, but you could totally imagine that. I'm sure they didn't write the song, but that's you could true. Easily imagine that their grandparents were from the mountains.
Okay.
And moved to Alabama to work for TVA, as an example, and then bringing their music with them.
Well, I definitely love the song and the connection to the past. I love a throwback to a throwback. So here we have Mountain Music by Alabama.
music like Grandma and Grandpa used to play. Then I'll float on down the river to a Cajun hideaway.
I don't think we could get through the show today without playing at least something from Dolly Parton. So you pick this one, Drew.
I don't believe in kings and queens. I think it's silly that other countries do that. But I also admit that we're talking about Appalachian royalty right now. People will fight you over Dolly in the South. My wife actually picked this song. Loves her so much. I got to send my wife to a Dolly concert for her birthday one year. We were living in New York trying to make it as artists. We didn't have no money. And I couldn't afford one ticket, much less two. So I put one on credit and sent her by herself. You know, great birthday present. You're going to go by yourself. So my wife, she's a real sweet person. She was trying to find her seat. And I guess the usher kind of felt sorry for her because she couldn't find her seat and because she was alone. The usher was like, "Are you alone, baby?" And she was like, "Yeah." And she sent her front row, took her right to the front row. That's not the seat I bought. Right in the center. And then Andy sent me pictures of her just squalling, crying the whole concert as Dolly sang. Dolly was probably 65 at that time and still had it.
Yeah, I think it's been fascinating to see her career. I mean, growing up, you know, Dolly Parton was everywhere. And then she kind of disappeared for a couple of years, but she's come back with a bang.
Dolly Parton is a rare combination of otherworldly generational talent. That voice, her ability to write songs. There's a legend that she wrote, "I Will Always Love You" and "Islands in the Stream" on the same day.
Yeah.
Mixed with a marketing genius. Dolly Parton is relevant whenever she wants to be.
That's true. Did she really write both those songs the same day, or is that just like urban legend?
A lot of people say it's an urban legend. I don't know. Yeah,
I believe it. I choose to believe it. All right. Well, here we have Early Morning Breeze by Dolly Parton.
I open up my door to greet the early morning sun, closing it behind me, and away I do run to the meadow. Meadow, I go walking in the early morning breeze. I cup my hands to catch a multicolored butterfly perched upon the petals of a flower growing wild. Bring it, I watch it as it flies away from me to visit with the flowers. Early morning breeze. Rainbow colored flowers kissed with early morning sun. The aster and the dahlia and the wild geranium. Drops of morning dew still linger on the iris leaves in the meadow where I'm walking in the early morning breeze. Where I stray, or it's there I find the courage to greet the coming day. For there among the flowers I kneel gently to my knees to have a word with God in the early morning breeze. Morning breeze.
I'm Matt Hildreth, and you're listening to the Forgotten Country Radio Show. Coming up, we have songs from Tom T. Hall, Earl Scruggs, O'Bella Reed, and Vince Gill, so you'll definitely want to stick around.
Country Legends on St. Croix Country. 95.7 FM.
This is the brand new St. Croix Country on 95.7 FM.
Up early this morning around 4 a.m. with the moon shining bright as headlights on the interstate. I pulled the covers over my head and tried to catch some sleep, but thoughts of us kept keeping me awake. Ever since you found yourself in someone else's arms, I've been trying my best to get along, but that's okay, there's nothing left to say. But take your records, take your freedom, take your memories, I don't need them. Take your space and take your reasons, but you'll think of me. And take your cat and leave my sweater, 'cause we have nothing left to weather. In fact, I feel a whole lot better, but you'll think of me. Driving, trying to clear my head. I try to sweep out all the ruins that my emotions left. I guess I'm feeling just a little tired of this. all the baggage that seems to still exist. It seems the only blessing I have left to my name is not knowing what we could have been, what we should have been. So take your records, take your freedom, take your memories, I don't need them. Take your space and take your reasons, but you'll think of me. And take your cap and leave my sweater, cause we have nothing left to weather. In fact, I feel a whole lot better, but you'll think of me. Someday, I'm gonna run across your mind, but don't worry, I'll be fine. I'm gonna be alright. While you're sleeping with your pride, wishing I could hold you tight, I'll be over you and on with my life. So take your records, take your freedom, take your memories, I don't need them. Take your cat and leave my sweater, cause we have nothing left to weather. In fact, I'll feel a whole lot better with you think of me. So take your records, take your freedom, take your memories, I don't need them. Take your space and all your reasons, but you think of me. And take your cat and leave my sweater, cause we got nothing left to weather. In fact, I'll feel a whole lot better with you think of me. You think of me, yeah. Mm-hmm. And you gon' think of me. Mm-hmm.
Welcome back. I'm Matt Hildreth. You're listening to the Forgotten Country Radio Show. I'm here with Drew Morgan. We're talking all about mountain songs and country music. I do think, Drew, today's country music has been shaped dramatically by Chris Stapleton.
100%. Tyler Childers, Sturgill Simpson, Jason Isbell. These are names that I would imagine some of our listeners have heard of, but a lot of them have not. Chris Stapleton is the bridge between country radio and what Tyler Childers is doing. And Tyler Childers is now on country radio in large part, I don't want to say because of Chris Stapleton, but because Chris Stapleton showed country radio that you can do it sort of the Americana way.
Yeah, and I think there's a few artists that were doing that before, like Alison Krauss comes to mind, right? Like
sure.
Alison Krauss, legitimate bluegrass musician, accepted in traditional bluegrass circles. There are radio stations, at least there were radio stations that would play Alison Krauss. Obviously, the Brad Paisley collaboration on Whiskey Lullaby was a pop, you know, country radio station hit. But Chris Stapleton also seems to be operating in that space where he's able to really throw back to the traditions of country music while also reaching an audience that's looking for something maybe beyond just, you know, Big Rock Candy Mountain.
Well, when you have a voice like he does, it's almost as if you can transcend all these things. And yeah, Blue Side of the Mountain is a great song. The Steel Drivers, his first band, are a really cool band.
Yeah, the reason that why I do like playing this song, Blue Side of the Mountain by the Steel Drivers, is because for those that are Chris Stapleton fans, I think sometimes they don't realize the connection to the Steel Drivers.
Yeah, that's definitely true. I think I saw the Steel Drivers in Boston before Chris Stapleton was Chris Stapleton with like 40 other people.
Yeah, and I know people that knew him from back in those days and said he was just, you know, an excellent person. And I think that featuring songs like this is a key part of the show. So the next song we have here is Blue Side of the Mountain by the Steel Drivers, of course, featuring Chris Stapleton.
Can't find